Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Everybody, and welcome to Signs of Life Radio's Medium Insights Hour, brought to you by FFF, the Forever Family Foundation, where we get to explore the mindsets of many accomplished mediums. And tonight is no exception. We have an incredible medium here with us tonight, Dustin Livers, one of my favorites. He's a professional psychic medium, an energy worker certified by FFF. He's also studied at Arthur Findlay College. I'm going to be asking him stuff about that. And for psychic science and mediumship, and is a PhD student in counselor education and supervision. He's also a nationally certified counselor and a limited licensed professional counselor. And to add to his resume, he's also a Reiki master. So tonight's show, as always, conducted for research and, you know, research purposes. Your questions for Dustin or for me, if you want, are more than welcome. But he's not going to be doing any readings tonight. We don't do readings on this show. Okay. We do the behind the scenes of the readings. It's all, you know, stuff that you want to know. So having said all of that, if you have any questions, feel free to call 888-627-6008, 888-627-0008. And your questions are more than welcome. And no commercials as always. And we've got a list of questions that people have forwarded to the show and that I've thought up of, and I'm sure that you can think up of if you wanted to call in. So with all of that said, Dustin, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey Roman, how you doing?
Not too bad, man. Wow, you got a lot more hair than last time I saw you.
More I am.
Pictures, that is for sure.
I've been growing it out. Yeah, actually, it's so funny. Just today, someone commented and said, "Oh, I think you need to update your photo." And I said, "Yeah, I think I do."
But you know
I do
what?
Need to update my photo.
You had like I'm follically challenged. I mean, like I got the bald spots going and everything. You know, like I'm getting old. You know, yeah, I'd love to have hair like yours back in the day. Yeah, I had the long hair as well. Part of the guitar stuff, you know? Absolutely. So welcome to the show. Last time you were here was September of last year when I did the show back in September. So
wow.
A lot has changed, you know, politically a lot has changed. The world has changed. Everything's changed. I'm sure you're feeling stuff vibrationally.
I think all of us are. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't.
There's some days I wake up and I'm just like, boy, something's going on out there, you know. And I just like got to take it slow, and you know,
yeah.
Other days you're just tired, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know it can wear you out, you know. And you know, I keep telling myself this, but I should practice what I preach. Don't look at the news. Don't freaking look at it. You're powerless against it anyways, right? What are you
doing? That's actually a technique I do with my therapy clients. Yeah, we will put boundaries around news watching. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It pees you off, you know, like nobody's happy. Everyone's unhappy because we're so divided. The country is so divided. Everything's so divided.
I was talking about that with my dad just today, 2 hours ago. Yeah, actually, we had a phone call. Mm-hmm.
You got a phone call like
with my dad. We were just talking about this. Yeah.
Oh, with your dad. Okay. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? So you just got to, you know, you got to experience everything in life, not just, and really it is so dominating the news, like the political situation and it's just dominating because it's scaring people and fear is a big, you know, a big motivator. You know what I mean? And you know these headlines and everything. Yeah, I got to practice what I preach. And listeners out there, I highly recommend it too.
Yeah, put boundaries around the news. Yeah, limit it to like 5 minutes, just the headlines. I've seen enough. You know.
All there right. You go. So for our listeners that might not know, we have a Dustin is not only an amazing medium, but he was on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, this guy's a dancer.
Well, not the TV show. So it's actually an international organization.
Oh,
So
okay.
there's a lot of different chapters, but we did the one in Plymouth, Indiana for the Neighborhood Center, and we actually raised over
Oh.
six figures
Wow.
for underprivileged people, yep, in the community.
So I mean, you love dancing, which is a great thing. So, I mean, that's wonderful because not only that, it keeps you in shape too, you know?
It does, yeah. I've been working on it. Now, as I've gotten into my 30s, I'm like, I've allowed Brad back into the house, and my body's changing. I'm sure all of us can understand that,
Oh, yeah, some of us are in
So it is,
the
yeah, the gym and some of the cardio, and yeah, the dancing definitely does help a lot.
I wish I was in my 30s, but it's okay. I'm pushing almost double that. My birthday's in
Oh
March.
my, no way.
I'm gonna be
No
60 in
way.
March. Can you believe it? 60,
I
60.
can't believe it. No.
Crazy
No.
how time flies. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I remember the last time we talked, you actually called me out on a question that I repeated from the time before. I ain't gonna let that happen
I
today. I'll
think
tell
I
you that
do
right
remember
now.
that. Yeah, vaguely. Yeah, I do vaguely
You're
remember.
the I've done over 50 shows, and you're the only one that's ever called me out on it. So
It was just a gentle calling. It wasn't,
I know, but hey, you know what? Hey, criticism or criticism is due. Sometimes my notes get jumbled up, and I, blah blah blah, and here I am.
I'm also
But
guilty of that. I
so
know
I
you
came
are.
up all with really new questions for you. Hopefully. So, let's see. How does agree? How does somebody? Okay, we'll jump right into it. Okay, my friend. How
Yeah.
does somebody in grief know when they are ready for a mediumship session?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great, great question. So, as I'm sure everyone that's listening knows, grief is an individual process, right? So it's
Yep.
different for everybody. But some signs that you might be ready. So when I think about that, some things that come to mind is that the emotion isn't so heavy that it's going to block the connection, right? Because when people are in profound grief or when they're very angry, right, that's going to affect the reading, right? So spirit's going to feel that. I'm going to feel that. The sitter's certainly feeling that.
Well, for sure,
Right,
yeah.
and
Yeah.
that's going to color and affect the connection if there's any connection made at all, right? Because if you're in such heavy emotion, that can block, right? So mediums, as we channel, in fact, when I was just at the FFF grief retreat for people who have children that have died, I was one of the few. I don't know if you knew about that. We were all in
No.
We were in California.
Okay.
And I say to my groups, my style, I'm a little more lighthearted. I use a lot of humor. And that's to keep the link going.
Yep.
Because if I get bogged down by the emotion, or if I start to feel all the anger or all the grief, that's going to block my connection.
Gotcha.
And so it's the same with the sitter, right? It's a three-way seat. Or three-way street, excuse me, because we have spirit, the sitter, and the medium, right? So that heavy grief, right?
Yeah.
We really want to make sure that that's not going to, right, be a factor for the
Yeah.
heaviness.
Well, that's some pretty good insight. And I guess it's the recovery time. It all the it, based on the recovery time of the
It
individual.
all depends. I just a general rule of thumb. Usually I say, don't come to me if you have a profound loss earlier than 6 months to a year. Right? If
Right.
I lost my mother,
Yeah.
I'm not going for a reading for probably about a year.
Yeah,
Right? I
that's
mean, that I'm not going to seek out a medium for myself, at least.
yeah. For
Yeah,
me, it
that's.
was at least a year as well after the passing of my son. Anyhow, hey, we got it here. Popular man, we got two callers on the line.
Oh, that's great. We have callers.
We have somebody all the way from Hawaii. We got
Oh my goodness.
Esco from Hawaii on line one.
So, Esco from
Esco,
Hawaii.
come on and come and join us, Esco. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, everyone. And just to be clear, it's Romanesco.
Oh, Romanesco. Oh, you know what? My name is Roman. So I thought, when I got from the producer, it's like,
You
Roman,
said Roman. We have
Esco is calling
Esco.
from Hawaii. So, sorry
That's
about that.
great. We got a lot in
Why was
common.
that happening?
Aloha, Romanesco.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roman. Aloha, Dustin. I just really want to say how grateful I feel for both of you, Roman, for just hosting this show, and Dustin for coming on. And just really, I don't know you, but when I read about you and look at that smiling face, I just feel like you have the courage of a child.
The courage of
Thank
a
you. The courage
child.
to have
I like that.
joy.
Oh, the joy.
Oh, I
Okay.
see.
Gotcha.
It's hard,
You know what I mean?
especially with
Because
what Roman was just saying about the world today. It is hard to wake up and put yourself out there. And Brené Brown actually talks a little bit about that. I don't know if you're a follower of Brené Brown. She talks about happiness and the courage to be able to live a happy life and to be vulnerable and open, right, with emotion, you know.
Oh, that
Yeah,
feels like the scariest thing for me sometimes, and it's nice to know that there's other people doing it. Thank you.
it is scary. Like if I go into a room with people who I know are not gonna like me, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But yeah, you gotta just
It's impossible not to like you, man. Impossible.
go. Thank you. Anyway,
Well, I
Roman
have
Esco,
two
did you have
questions.
a question? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I got two, and you can get them both great. The first one is I want to understand the education and the training it takes to become a medium, because on one hand, I feel that mediumship is very unorthodox. It's nonlinear. It's, it can just kind of happen for some people. But in other ways, rivers need banks that have some type of structure, some type of flow. So I'm curious how that was for you and how you'd recommend it to someone who wants to do that, who's maybe kind of starting from zero or scratch, who doesn't have a lot of those abilities naturally.
Sure. And actually, that goes along with what Roman was going to talk about. He was going to ask me about the AFC, the Arthur Findlay College. I'll spend a little bit of time on this. So for me, there were signs when I was a kid, and I didn't know what those signs were, right? I had all these experiences, but my family didn't know. And it wasn't until I was 19 when another medium came into my life. His name was John. And he it was like a Harry Potter moment. I always say when Hagrid goes to Harry and he says, "You're a wizard, Harry." And Harry's like, "No, I'm not." It was literally like that. I saw him and he said, "You can do what I do." And I said, "No, I can't." And then all of a sudden, all of these things transpired. And I, looking back, I now know the experiences that I had. So there were signs leading up to it. My actual training when I started was because of John. So I didn't know I was a medium until I was 19, and I was lucky enough to have a mentor, right, a teacher, who I actually lived with for 6 years. And so that was really what moved me. He sponsored me to go to the AFC, paid for us to go. He went 33 times in his lifetime. And he was an incredible medium. He died a couple years ago. And yeah, that really moved me, right? So the ability was there. I just didn't know what it was. There were signs, but it wasn't until I had a teacher who could kind of foster that, right? And then we could kind of work together and then I could understand what was going on and it kind of moved me. So I had some of the raw ability, but I wasn't able to really finesse it, right? Or really work with it and really move it into something great, right? Without the help of a good teacher. So there's a lot of mediums. I have a lot of resource books I could give somebody that's curious about this. Rebecca Seligman, she's a PhD sociologist woman, studies mediums all over the world. And in her book, she themes mediums and kind of how some become medium and mediumship identity development. So she's a fancy lady, does all kinds of fancy things. And so that's a process, right, to move from having experiences to then identifying as a medium, right? Kind of moving from I'm a person who's had mediumship experiences or spirit experiences to I identify as a medium. So if I could give you any advice at all or to anyone listening, it's find a teacher, find a mentor. And I'm a firm believer that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I know that people say that all the time, but I promise you, when I was 18 years old, I remember I received the book Autobiography of a Yogi. And I remember reading that book and praying and asking for a teacher. And I had the thought at 18, wouldn't it be cool if I could live with them? And then I met John. It doesn't always happen like that.
Very lucky, my friend.
But yeah, I was pretty fortunate. I really believe it was a divine path. But I truly believe when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I wish you the best of luck in your mediumship unfoldment,
I
if
think
that's the
Roman had
path.
one more question, right?
Yes, sir. And Dustin, that's such a wonderful answer because so many times when I ask this question, people are like, well, you just meditate. And I'm like, oh, God, tell me
God,
more.
and that's so wrong. So I'm teaching in a mediumship class right now, and a lot of mediums mix up meditation, which is pulling your energy in, with sitting in the power, which is pushing your energy out, which is how you actually connect to spirit. And so when people say meditate, it's actually the reverse of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to push it out, not pull it in, right? Because then you're just with your own energy. So anyway, that's a whole other conversation, but that's
Dustin, what you just said, I feel that needs to be some pull quote that gets shared on all the like people need to understand that difference. So thank you for that distinction.
You're welcome.
And
And
my
you
second
have a really
question.
cool name, Roman.
Well, hey, great minds think alike. And it's actually a hippie name I chose because I was a health chef for cancer patients for a long time. And
Oh, I
Romanesco
love
broccoli.
that.
Yeah, dude, I was also working for the celebrities at the Malibu drug rehabs. And if you
Oh,
look at a
wow.
Romanesco cauliflower, it's a fractal broccoli that grows according to the Fibonacci spiral, the recipe of
Oh my
life.
God, it's got sacred
Okay.
geometry in the broccoli.
That is so cool.
That
My name was not,
needs
I was given my name.
to be a quote. It's got sacred
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for
geometry.
your call, Roman. I really appreciate it, Mesco.
Well, I got one more question. It's
Oh,
really
yeah.
good for me to
Okay.
hear it. I'll be quick.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sorry. I like to distract people. So, I've been experimenting with astral projection, out of body experiences lately, and it's just really opened me up to the spiritual realm and all the possibilities. And I'm curious, what you see as the intersection of astral projection and OBEs and mediumship, if any, because I know the Monroe Institute, one of the founders of the modern OBE era, they actually have a lifeline program where they teach you how to OBE, find lost souls or hungry ghosts, and guide them to the light.
So, there's a lot in that question. So I'm going to just kind of give a brief answer. It's probably not the depth you're looking for, but for the sake of time, and just 'cause that's a big question. So for my understanding, astral projection can happen a lot of different ways. And so sometimes when mediums do our work, spirit will actually take us places, right? And so we might label that as remote viewing, or we're kind of, but once sometimes we'll actually feel like we're in the place that they're taking us. So literally, it feels like we're in the room, like we're actually moving around, right? And we're able to see the things and feel the things, right, in the room. Not just, viewing is the seeing, but actually feeling. And so I would say that's some type of way of astral projecting, right? They're literally like moving me into the space, and suddenly I'm there, right? And I'm experiencing what they experienced or something that they want me to understand in this space in the reading. As for formal astral projection, I'm sure you know more than probably I do, right? I mean, there's a lot of books on that. You can actually, sit, astral project. Some people do it when they sleep, right? Some people argue everyone does it when they sleep. They just don't remember. You're just floating out there somewhere, when you're sleeping. But that would be my two cents, just from a mediumship perspective, that spirit can sometimes move us in an astral projection like way.
Yeah, there's a couple of good authors. One of them is Tom Campbell. He's a NASA scientist. He's a NASA. The guy's brilliant. He's got an IQ like over 200. He's a chaos scientist. He predicts anything that can go wrong with any of the missions. That's his job. And he's big into astral projection. So you might want to check him out. He's very, very fascinating.
That's a
And
big one.
I
The
will.
government
And
actually
William
has been.
Buell, Buhl, William Buell, Bueller or Buell, something like that. Huge into astral projection as well. Buellman, Bueller,
Bueller.
yes, something like that.
That
Yeah,
was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So
Yeah, like
yeah.
Bueller. Yeah, he says it
I
over
think
and
it's
over again.
Buellman, William Buellman, I think. Yeah, William Buellman. So check
Well,
him out.
Roman and. Roman and Dustin, I'm just so grateful for both of you. So really just, I'm sending you all these rainbows from Kauai right now. God bless you.
Oh, I love Kauai. That
Oh.
was actually one of my mentor
Thanks.
John's favorite spots. We went there, and it's probably the most spiritual island out of all of them in Hawaii.
I was conceived in Hawaii.
What?
My parents, they got married June 12th, 9 months later, to that day, March 11th, I'm born. Conceived in Hawaii. I
Wow.
guess you could say I had a womb with a view. Okay.
Hilarious. Love
Okay.
all these connections to Hawaii.
Aloha.
But Romanesco, feel free to send me an email. It was great chatting with you.
Great chatting with you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and if any of you guys ever want to come to Kauai, you got a couch to sleep on. I got you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm there tomorrow.
He's great. He's got to be one of the best callers we've ever
Yeah, what a great guy. And we have
had.
another great person that's going to be calling in. She's been so patient. We really, yeah. I thank you, Nancy, from Boston on line two. Thank you for holding. Welcome to
Of
the show.
course. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. Absolutely. So, what can we do for you? You got a question?
I do.
Okay.
So, my husband passed a little over 2 years ago, and we had a great relationship. But my understanding is, when in the human form, we can't read each other's minds, basically. And I'm wondering if now that he's in the spirit world, can he read my mind?
Ooh, good question. Really good
I
question.
love it. Thank you, Nia. This is a great question. So immediately my mind goes to this book. So one time when I was at Unity Church, it's a very spiritual church here in Michiana, there was this book that was Do Spirits Watch You in the Shower? That was the name of the book.
The spirits watch you when you
Watch you in
shower.
your shower. Yeah, that was the title of the book, I think, something along those lines. And this question just kind of makes me giggle because, on the one hand, I want to say, yeah, some of them, right? I mean, when you talk to your loved ones in your mind, a lot of times we'll pick up on that, right? We'll say, oh, did you once in a while they'll actually say, I love you in their mind when I'm channeling,
Yeah.
and they'll validate that. They'll say, oh, didn't you just say that you loved them, like in your mind? And they're like, yeah, I did. And then they're like, they want you to know they heard you, right? So yeah, they can, some of them, but they're not like voyeurs just watching, or you in the shower, or watching every dark secret thought that you have.
They got too
I mean,
much other stuff to do.
there's still some boundaries, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like that.
Well, if you
Don't know
can
if that
see me, you
helps
can
you.
see that I'm smiling.
Yeah, I hope that helps answer your question, but that's kind of where my mind goes when I hear this. Spirits watch in the
So,
shower.
well, I guess. Yeah, I get that. And so I'm glad they can't see me in the shower. But I guess I guess, you know, it's just like, what do I have to be direct, or do I have to, if I want to connect with him, do I have to speak it out loud, or can I just speak to him in in my thoughts, or what's the best way to communicate?
Again, with most of the spiritual world and work, it's very individual. So I don't know if there's necessarily a best way. It's whatever really is the best way for you, right? Some people feel better when they actually speak it, right? Or when they go to a certain spot and then they speak it, right? Like they go to they create a little shrine in memory of their loved one, and then they go to the shrine and then they speak to like the photo, or they have like a certain kind of ritual or a way of communicating. That way is very personal. You know what I mean? So if it's just in your mind, it went in the quietness, you know, that's enough. Spirit's very intelligent. So you don't have to like scream at them. You know what I mean? You don't need a megaphone to get their attention. They're going to know.
Yeah. Okay. So they're knowing, but they're not voyeuristic, as you put it.
Yes.
I think they have too much time, not too much time, but they got too much going on the other side to really want to do the voyeurism thing. There's so much more interesting things.
That would be me. They'd have to pull me back, because I love people and I'm so curious. And so...
Okay.
So what do you think they're doing in the spirit world?
Well, that's a great question. How much time do we have,
Roman? We got time. Go for it, man.
So spirit does a lot of things. So in readings, they'll validate things that they do. Just today, I do two readings, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I do group readings and events on weekends. One spirit was telling me they're still having their coffee, so they can still eat and drink, you know, the things that they enjoyed. Another spirit told me they were fishing, you know, they can do fishing on the other side. One was playing video games. So you can still do things on the other side. But from a spiritual perspective, I would also add, a lot of us believe that your work isn't done when you cross.
Yeah.
You don't just cross over and suddenly you're just living on Hawaii, right? Sipping coconut juice all day.
Like Romanesco?
Like Romanesco. that's not how it goes, right? You still have work. And a lot of times spirit will tell us that they're doing things on the other side that are actually helping humanity, or their loved ones, right? They're helping them with certain things in their lives, right? They're not just necessarily doing a hobby, you know what I'm saying, or just kind of checking out.
Right, right.
You know, they do things on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And are you hanging out with like family members or people in your soul group or the same people? Or how does that, what do you think about that, Dustin?
Well, it depends, right? I mean, if we think about spirit, a lot of them, right, are just people without bodies. So you know how people are here. We can think about how they're going to be over there, right? They're just without a body, right? So they're still hanging out with who they want, and you don't necessarily have to be with someone you don't want to be, you know?
Nancy, I've said this before on other shows, but there's a really good book to give you an indication of what the best book that I've read that shows what the other side's like was a book that was written by a medium using dictation and, you know, just automatic writing. And that book was written by Monsignor Anthony Borgia, Borgia. And it's called... Okay. The Life in the World Unseen. Okay. And it's by, it was dictated by Monsignor Hugh, H-U-G-H, Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. It's a free download. Just Google it. You can get the PDF for free. Free download. It's about a 150-page book. It's an incredibly good description of the other side. Best one I've ever seen.
Wonderful. You can also sit and ask a spirit to show you. So a lot of us sit and we'll ask spirit, you know, show us what it's like on the other side. Yeah. And when I do that, I usually see things in very vibrant colors. And they kind of show me like images and things kind of moving and almost like graph paper and images kind of moving in different Ds, like 3D, 4D, and then all these colors. So it's very different over there from my understanding. But that's a great thing I would encourage people to do, sit and ask them to show you.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I have a lot to read, a lot to think about, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for
You're
calling,
welcome,
Nancy.
Nancy. Thank you. Take care. Well, that was interesting. Actually, it's funny because like one of the things that I was gonna bring up was, you see, a lot of mediums don't see the other side. They'll get messages and they'll contact people and they'll hear anecdotally what's happening on the other side, but they won't see what's on the other side. One of my question was like, how come most mediums, like a lot of mediums, don't perceive that, you know? And a lot of the ones that I've interviewed, like, it's not like that. Like what you just described, seeing colors and another dimension and stuff like that.
Well, have they sat? Again, are you sitting or are you meditating? So, a lot of mediums mix them up. So if you're sitting in the power regularly, and you're pushing it out and you are communing with your spirit people, right? Your spirit guides, and a lot of the mediums in England will call them a control, right? You kind of have like a main guide or a main spirit that kind of works with you. You will get glimpses. You may not get like a full movie, or they hold your hand and walk you through like you see in Hollywood, but you will get glimpses for yourself. Give me one second, my lights just turned off. I have to tell Alexa to turn them on.
Uh-oh, what happened?
My lights turned off behind me,
Oh, the lights,
and I
okay.
don't want to say the A word on the air because then everyone else is Alexa's one.
That's true, huh?
Was gonna be
Alexis.
like, darn it, mute it, mute him.
Alexis, send money to Roman Karpychka.
Dustin's college fund and grant money.
Alexa, scratch that last command. That's funny. That's hilarious. So, I've like, do you ever get like in your mediumship, like, you know, when you're doing a sitting for somebody, do you ever have the wrong spirits show up? Like, I mean, just think of it.
Got great questions this time,
I
but
told you, I've been
wrong.
thinking about it. You caught me with my pants down last time, buddy.
It. The wrong spirit. Well, let's just unpack the question. I don't know if there's ever a wrong spirit, right? I don't know. There's certainly spirits that'll pop up that people may not want to hear from. That happens. I had a woman once. She called me, right? She paid the money. And I said, I have a father and he's coming in. And I was given a bunch of descriptions. She was like, I'm not paying for my father to come through. Well, he'll be here if you're ready. I won't ever forget
Just see what's
that.
going through him.
I was dying. I had to cover the phone. I said, oh my God. Anyway, we had to let him go and get another
That's
one.
almost as funny as that goat's a liar. Don't listen to him.
I wish I've heard such wild things in all my years. But yeah, no, I mean, again, maybe that's wrong to her, but there's a reason spirit's coming through, right? I mean, her dad had something to say, the question is, does the wrong spirit come
Well,
through?
like strangers, for
It,
example, somebody that has
yeah.
nothing to do with the person.
So that kind of leads me to, again, moving more into like a philosophical spiritual place, right? Of, our real clients, right, as a medium, our real clients are the spirits. So on the earthly plane, we think, oh, it's the sitter, right? They're paying the money and they want to connect. Well, no, we actually work for the spirit world. Mediums are the voice of spirit,
Interesting.
right?
Interesting.
We're the voice of the voiceless. We're an advocate for the spirit world.
You said two
Right.
profound things today. The push-pull analogy between, like meditation and projecting and that's brilliant.
So wrong, yeah, maybe from the sinner's perspective, but from spirit's perspective, there's a reason. I won't ever forget this one time I was doing a group reading at, I think, like an Elk's Lodge or something. And you know, everyone pays for the sitting, right? So everyone's sitting, everyone's in the shell. Well, somebody came from the back to the bar, and I was like listing all these informations, and I had them all, and nobody was claiming this person. It was probably a group of like 60. We had a good group that night. And no one was claiming this person. So this woman is just walking by with a drink, going back to the, I said, excuse me, you know, I had the microphone. Said he with the drink that's walking back. I said, I'm a medium. I know you're not made to be here, but and I listed the things, and yeah, it was her person. She didn't even pay for the event. She wasn't even supposed to be there. You know, she didn't even know who I was or anything. And
Wow.
she got a message, and it was like a really good message for her and her family. So I don't know again if it's wrong. Maybe to everyone who paid, they're like, oh,
You had a
darn it.
freeloading spirit, right?
But spirit's perspective, they'll take the opportunity to communicate, right?
That's interesting. Wow.
And that happens sometimes in private sittings. And I'll give you an example. A few months ago, I had a woman, she, you know, paid for a reading. And the spirits that came through were not only for her. So one spirit was her best friend's son who died. Who wanted to talk to her best friend, right? His mother. And so she knew him. Yes, they had a connection, but a lot of the thing was for his mother, right? So she is paying the money. She's wanting the connection, and she got a little bit of the connection, right? She knew the guy, but he was taking the opportunity to deliver messages to his mom, right? And his family too.
Gotcha. So does alcohol or drugs impair the ability for spirit to come through, or for, let's say the sitter comes in to a sitting and has had a few too many gummies or something like that. You know what I mean?
That happened to me one time. So
Okay.
I was reading a woman, whenever I forget her. I mean, she got on the call and she looked trashed. I mean, trash is a skunk. And you know, immediately I, you know, with my therapy background and stuff, I'm thinking, okay, should I just cancel this or should I just say, you know, don't do this? Well, I felt spirit. I mean, I had her mother.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, let's just see. And she was drinking to cope with the reading. So she doesn't just drink every day. You know, she said, I'm
Okay.
drinking because I don't know if I can handle the readings from my mother. Right.
Oh,
And so it was
okay.
for a specific, you know, this. And then come to find out, she has a lot of mental health stuff that her mother talked about. She has it too. And anyway, that was a big one because I had to really sit with that. And I was like, boy, am I going to do this? You know? And it was actually really good. And it was recorded, of course, so she can go back when she's sober and re-listen. So, you know what I'm saying? But that can affect the reading, right? And of course, right? Memory recall, right? If you're trashed, you're probably may not
Yeah, you're not
remember
gonna,
anything,
yeah.
right? I
That's
mean,
why you record.
yeah, so yeah, so again, it depends, right?
Yeah.
Some mediums, some therapists say absolutely not. I'm a little more on the gray. I think, well, let's just
See how it plays out, kind of thing.
see and try to understand what role these substances are actually playing.
Gotcha.
And for
Well,
this lady, it was specific to this reading. She could not cope with this reading without being, yeah.
hey, people drink to fly, so people drink to, go to mediumship reading. I've never done that, but yeah,
Yeah,
to each his own, I guess.
it's something for
We got a
people to
couple more
think about.
callers. So we got Michelle from Boston on line one. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hi, how
Hi,
are you?
Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. I was wondering if you could elaborate a little more on what you said about something you said about what's happening on the other side. And thank you for that book reference. I did write it down.
Oh, you're welcome.
But you mentioned like that people are doing some of the same things they enjoyed, and you sort of mentioned having coffee and going fishing. And I'm just trying, because I always think of spirit as sort of like an energy beam in a way. We don't have a body anymore. We can be in a lot of places at the same time. But I can't quite sort of wrap my brain around like how somebody would be doing the same things on the other side. I wondered if you could just talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so that's a great question.
It is.
So we do. When we think about a spirit crossing, we think of, okay, the different dimensions and the spirit body and the energy. And but on the same vein, right, you can understand, okay, being in multiple places at the multiple times. And again, my mind goes back to the spirit world, right? If you research the spirit world, go to mediums, listen to all the books Roman's recommending, mediums will talk about the spirit world being a world of thought, right? So your thoughts, mm-hmm. right, on the other side can create and shape, right? And so you can have the thought, right, of wanting to have coffee and suddenly, bam, I'm having coffee, right? Or having
so
a thought of visiting
thought?
Someone and bam.
I see. So it's not somebody actually doing something, it's just they're mm-hmm. thinking of something that they used to enjoy doing on this side.
Yeah, but they get to do that, right? It's not like you suddenly get a physical body or you possess somebody or something strange. But on the other side, yes. So what you think becomes the reality, right? So then you're able to experience, right, through something we might consider sensation, right? Because spirits still feel emotions,
yep.
right? And they can still have thoughts and they can still have what we might call sensation, right?
Consider this, Michelle. Spirit always was, always will be. And we are very, very brave souls to have taken on a human body, to have agreed to come to Earth, taken on a human body, to have a lot of lessons learnt the hard way through hard knocks. Okay, in the physical, you know, you have disease, ailments, you have stuff slowing you down. You're physically limited. Your brain is a, you know, it can only perceive four senses. It's kind of an accelerated learning path of, you know, finding love and hardships and experiencing stuff that you might not be able to experience in the spiritual world when you just got to think of something and you're there or it happens. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's
I see. So the thought can create like the sensation of the pleasure you enjoyed. So you're actually experiencing that pleasure the spirit is when mm-hmm. when they have the thought of that activity or that thing or that person.
And from the many books I've read, it's actually more vivid than here.
It is. The colors are more vibrant vivid. And
you're experiencing mm-hmm. at a better
and
degree.
It's,
a higher
yeah,
degree.
Higher. Yep. Everything. Exactly. Yep.
Interesting. Yeah. And one other question, is it true that I heard this from a medium that when you're on the other side, and I happen to have had a difficult relationship with my mom, who I was estranged from for, you know, she was quite toxic. And this medium had told me that when we cross over, you have to interact with everybody that you interacted with in this lifetime as the other person. So in other mm-hmm. words, if you hurt a lot of people in your lifetime, when you cross over, there's a phase of
life
you are
review.
Experiencing the mm-hmm. other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like from
yeah,
the other
person. Roman says
perspective.
It's a life review.
It's the life review. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So a couple
that
things.
What the life review is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So life reviews are pretty well researched books documented, mm-hmm. like Roman's saying. I'm sure Roman, you got some book recommendations. I would also add that there are therapist spirits, and they're not going to make you do what you're not ready to do. So if you don't want to speak to your mother on the other side quite yet, they're not going to force you to do that. So people ask me, you know, do I have to talk to this person? Or, and sometimes the other way, if they have like four or five marriages and they love them all, they're like, which one am I going to be with? And it's like, it's a little different, right? It's not quite, you have to or you won't. It's more of, it's, you know, there's a system, there's a process, and again, well, it could be individual, up to you, right? As a soul. So, but the life review, Roman, do you have books on that? I can't think of
Oh
one
yeah,
off the top
there's
right
tons of
now.
books on life reviews. I can't think of any yet, but there was this one guy. He was a tough guy, and he used to beat up a lot of people. And then in his life review, this guy got struck by light. I remember reading the book. He got struck by lightning while on the
My
telephone,
goodness.
and the lightning went right through the telephone, melted his shoes onto the floor, flew him across the room. Next thing you know, he's doing a life review, and it completely changed because everybody that he beat up
I
beat him
want to read
in life
this book.
review.
Who I want to know who this man is.
Let
Wow.
me it was some tough guy. I forget. I read it like 15 years ago. It was so long ago. But yeah, that was a really good life review book. But I'm sure if you go to the Forever Family Foundation website, you'll be able to find books on you know, just do the life review search. Also, I would recommend Victor Zammit from Australia. He's a retired lawyer that puts out a newsletter every Friday and a plethora of information. Amazing stuff. So
What's
yeah,
the last name?
Zammitt. Zammit. Victor Zammit. Okay. Just Google him,
Okay.
sign up for his Friday afterlife reports. You'll get him on Thursdays because it's
I
Friday in
love that
Australia
Friday
already. It's
Afterlife
amazing.
reports.
Yeah, get those. They're amazing. It's full of videos and books and recommendations. And I must have read hundreds of books just from that website alone.
I
It's
love
crazy.
that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Michelle.
Welcome,
Take care.
Michelle.
All right.
And
Thank you. Bye-bye.
you're welcome. Bye-bye. So, and now we have Bonnie from Florida on line three. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so
Hi.
much.
You're welcome.
This is my first time listening to you guys, and I can't tell you how helpful this is.
Wow.
I've always been really interested in the afterlife, and I recently lost my husband, and it's caused me to really want to dig down deep into this. And I wanted to understand two things. What is the difference between a psychic and a medium reading? And how do you ready yourself to communicate with a loved one who has passed?
Oh, great
Before you,
questions.
Dustin, before you get into it, Michelle, Bonnie, you're doing the right thing because when I lost my son, religion didn't help me, spirituality helped me. I dove into the books, I read like a monster, and it really, really helped me. Okay. So I highly
Well,
recommend.
I'm an artist. Thank you. And I'm an artist. So, you know, I've been able to really channel a lot through my art. But
Fantastic.
I am, it's like I just, you know, one thing leads to another. I'm listening to Hands on the Mirror, and she mentions the Forever Family Foundation. So I immediately look that up, and then I see it's like 2 minutes before this show is going to start, and then I find you and
That's
Dustin,
great.
and I'm like, oh my God. So I want to sign up. I want to sign up for a reading with
You got
Dustin.
in, Bonnie. You're here. Welcome,
Yeah.
welcome.
Yeah, and let
Right.
me tell
But you
you,
have to like decide, is it a psychic or a medium? And I don't know what it, I don't know the difference.
take it away, Dustin.
I'm
What is
happy to do that. Yeah. So your question, I actually think your question might be on the Forever Family Foundation's page. I think Bob actually talks a little bit about the
Yeah.
difference between a psychic and a medium. So just kind of brief, a psychic reading is feeling the energy of the sitter, so you. And I'm using my own energy to feel your energy. And a medium reading is when a medium actually feels the soul, this energy from the spirit, right? So it's not getting information from you psychically, but actually feeling a spirit link to the soul on the other side. And a couple ways you can tell the difference is typically in a mediumship reading, you can tell that it's your loved one coming through based on personality, the way that they speak or communicate, and the message they deliver, of course. And also that a lot of times when I do readings, the sitter won't know the answers to some of the things that are brought through. And so I say, well, ask your family or other people connected to the soul, and they will know. So the information wasn't gotten psychically, because you would know that, right? That'd be in your energy. But because validation
so I
want to
do
was.
A medium reading.
Yeah, that's connecting to love.
Yes, if you want to talk to your husband, medium reading, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I'm really working on it. I'm looking. I mean, a month after he passed, his last name was Kay, and I went to this beautiful sanctuary for birds, and I said, okay, if you know, we both love this place so much together. Okay, I need a sign, and I started walking, and I looked in the water, and there was a K in the water made from sticks. And he knew I was a photographer, obviously. So, and it's like so unbelievable just sitting there. And that's all I do all day is try to look for signs. You know, I'm just,
well, signs are, there's signs for signs. So real signs, if you read Laura Lynn's book, she's a friend of mine. She's a fabulous medium.
Oh, she's amazing.
Medium. Yeah. Well, she's not the fabulous medium. That's me. That's my title. But she is a fabulous medium. She talks about signs for signs. Usually you will know when it's a sign. You don't need to look all day long, you know, with binoculars, like waiting for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you will know, you know, it'll be special, unique. You can feel the connection. Yes. You will know the signs. I do want to talk about. I want to talk about the second part of your question real quick, because we're coming towards the end here. I can see us people writing in.
Okay, thank you.
To prepare for a reading. So you can invite your loved ones in, you can talk to them. And I also encourage people to ask the others to step to the side. So if you want to talk to a specific loved one, invite them in and ask the others to take a step back. And that will help with the communication.
Because sometimes other spirits will come in.
They will, yes. Mm-hmm. Usually they're pretty respectful of that. But again, like I was saying earlier, sometimes other spirits will still come in, but there's a reason for that.
Yep.
But the one that you're asking for should, unless there's, again, there's other circumstances. I mean, there's other reasons, but most of the time, that's,
good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, thank you for your call.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm about to. I just paid to talk to you next week.
See? There you go.
Oh, I got it. I see it right here. It's on my watch. Thank you, Bonnie. I will see.
Amazing. Yeah, you're in good hands, Bonnie.
No, I'm really great looking for.
I love
it. How to do? I do this Zoom. Do I have to do this Zoom? But I only have a 45-minute Zoom. Do you have a longer Zoom?
So I do. So the Zoom that I have will work. Yeah, you can just, it'll be my Zoom.
Perfect.
Link.
So you send it to me. Send it to me. Okay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bonnie. This is the first time I've ever had someone from a show actually booked during the show. That's
great.
Wow, that's
hearing.
Stranger things
thank
happen.
You so much, Roman, too.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right, Bonnie, take care.
I love it. This has got to be the best show we've done, Roman.
It is. It was amazing. Great. Weird questions and great questions. Weird questions for me, great questions from the callers. Fantastic. And you know what? Just let's do a little plug for you while the last minute that we have. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, sure. So, you can Google my name, Dustin Livers. Dustin is spelled with an E, and then Livers, LYV, like Victor, ERS. I have a link tree with all my socials. So it's got everything on there. It's got the, Insta, Facebook, YouTube, all the things, website. You can book on link on really any of them. All of them have a link to the bookings.
All right. Guys and dolls out there, book this guy. He's amazing. He needs the money for a haircut.
Out of here. I'm growing it out. You stop it. I love these luscious curls. They're from my
Thanks, man.
grandma.
I wish I can do it. I wish I
Yeah,
can
I'm
do
actually the only one of all the kids and grandkids to get my grandma's hair. So
Wow.
this is hers. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, Dustin, thank you very much. This is great. It was a great show, and I cannot wait to talk to you again.
Oh,
And
you too.
yeah.
Yeah,
And good
there'll be
night,
another
everybody.
year.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Another year.
Another year. I hope not. Maybe sooner. We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe I'll book you.
That'd be great. I'm gonna be looking in
All
the
right.
calendar. Oh my God. Good
Good night, everybody.
night, everyone. Thanks for coming.